Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, kids of Earth, or rather, people of Earth, as you children are all that is left. You all wished for this at some point, didn't you? To be in charge? No one to tell you to do your homework or when to go to bed? But the reality is a bit scary, no? No one to hug you and tuck you in after a hard day? No one to protect you from the monsters under your bed? Or the bully down the street? Must have been a scary time, I imagine, when all the adults disappeared. The world could have fallen apart. But you found a way to persevere. Despite overwhelming odds, you've not only survived, but you have thrived. I knew you could. That is why I populated my Mars colony with kids. See what great things you can do? Ah, but I digress. With all the adults gone, you must be wondering how I, Oliver Pruitt, am speaking to you. Well, since I was in space when the adults disappeared, I was spared. But don't be fooled. Earth is far from safe for someone like me.
Why am I still broadcasting and putting myself at risk, you ask? Well, that's quite simple. I'm hoping to reach Mars Patel.
Pruitt's looking for you?
I guess so. Where do you think he's broadcasting from, Toothpick?
No clue.
JP, wasn't he with you guys when you landed in the pods?
Yeah, but dude straight up disappeared. We turned around and Pruitt was just gone.
His broadcast started up again a little after that.
This is seriously weird. First I'm stuck in some freaky computer program, and now I'm in a world where there are no parents.
Unfortunately, this one's real, Mars.
Well, at least I've got you guys. The real JP and Toothpick. You make it feel more like home.
It is home, Mars.
Whoa, Toothpick! Shouldn't you slow down?
Speed limits are, well, we're still working on it.
You hungry, Mars?
I can eat.
Hit the Sugar Shack drive-thru, Pick.
Didn't this used to be a coffee place?
Yep, they've made the menu a little more kid-friendly.
Welcome to Sugar Shack.
Hey, I'll have a slushy latte, a brownie, and a jumbo bag of gummies.
Make that two! Mars?
Popcorn and licorice sandwich.
Will that be all?
That's it.
Please drive around.
When did all this happen?
About a year and a half ago. Around the time we blasted off from Mars. One day the kids woke up and the adults were all gone.
We hear it was pretty scary for the first month or two. Lots of tears and panic, but then the kids figured it out.
How to get it together and keep the world running. Just like in the Mars colony.
I heard from Caddy.
When?
Inside the simulation, I could feel her trying to get to me, to wake me up. Have you been in contact with her? Is she still on Mars?
As far as we know.
Nobody's been able to connect with the colony. I'm sure Jonas is trying, though.
Jonas? Is he still at Pruitt Prep?
Yep, it's got the most sophisticated tech left on Earth.
So, Caddy's still on Mars. Jonas is at Pruitt Prep. What about Aurora?
Well, Mars... Oh, look! Food's ready!
Here you go! Have a sweet and delicious day.
We're here, Mars. Home sweet home.
My apartment! My real apartment.
Figured you could use a solid snooze in your own bed.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, JP. Thanks, Pick. It's just...
No Mama G?
Sorry, Mars. Toothpick and I checked out your place when we first got back.
Your mom's gone. Just like mine, just like JP's.
I don't know if I want to go in.
I get that. You expect to hear your family arguing and complaining, and it's just... quiet.
Your whole family was gone?
From what we can tell, 15 is the upper limit. My older brothers aged out while we were away.
You get used to it. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Find them.
Find the adults?
Mars...
I know it'll be hard. This is what we do, isn't it? We find each other. No matter what. Come on, Cupcake, let's get some sleep. First thing in the morning, that's what we'll work on.
Okay, Mars. I'll come get you for school at 7:43.
Sounds good. Wait. School? We still go to school? Well, Cupcake, guess it's just you and me again. Come on, Cupcake. I don't want to go in either, but at least we're together, right? JP was right. It is really quiet. What's going on with the lights? You as hungry as I am, Cupcake? I guess popcorn and chocolate aren't really a meal. Oh, pizza! Wonder how long pizza stays good. Ugh, yuck, not that long, I guess. It's growing fur! There's nothing left. Even the galaxy clusters are stale. I'll go grocery shopping tomorrow. Do we still have grocery stores? It's probably better if I get some sleep for now. Come on, Cupcake. Cupcake, that's Mama G's room. It's just like I remember. The comforter folded perfectly. Her work shoes still sitting by her bed. Hi, Mama G. It's me, Mars. Manu. I'm sitting here in your bedroom, on Earth. I've never recorded one of these for you before. I don't know where you went, but I promise. Oh, what's that? Happy Valentine's Day? I never gave my mom a card that looks like this. My dearest Syra, thank you so much for the latest pictures of our son, Manu. It's a card from Oliver Pruitt. He was telling the truth. He really is my dad. Where are you, Mama G? Where are you? What is that?
Pick?
7:43, time for school, Mars. Wanna get a move on? Slushy lattes in the car.
Slushy lattes?
Hey Mars, I got your books for you too. Language Arts, Science, Algebra 2. I know technically you never passed Algebra 1, but you did pilot a spacecraft to Earth, so I feel like that should count for credit.
Toothpick, can you explain to me how, in a world without parents, we're still going to school?
The kids who are here say that for about 6 months after the adults disappeared, everyone kind of did what they wanted to. But then they got bored and lonely, so everyone started showing up at school. And since they were there, they figured, hey, maybe we should start to learn stuff. Older kids teach younger ones. The oldest do experiments and study old YouTube videos.
The phones still work?
Most of the time. We're still learning how to run the world, so it's not perfect. Hey, mind if we swing by my office first?
You have an office?
Ah, brain freeze. I run the power grid for the Northwest.
For the Northwest of the United States?
Yep. Kind of a natural fit after everything we learned on Mars. I'm in the office pretty late most nights.
Bummer.
Not really. I like it. Plus, I have a hot tub.
You work here, Pick? It's like a real office building.
Yup, 47th floor.
My favorite prime number.
I can't believe you have a job like this.
All the kids of Earth do.
Really?
We gotta keep the world up and running. It's how we'll survive. Don't worry, I'm sure there's a job for you too.
I already know what my job is, Pick.
To find my mom and the rest of the adults.
Mr. Reed, good morning, sir.
Sir?
I've put all the numbers from last night on your desk and warmed up the hot tub.
Liam, this is Mars. Mars, this is Liam, my assistant.
Mars Patel, it's an honor.
Thank you, Liam. That'll be all.
He's your assistant? He's like eight.
Eight and a half.
How did he know me?
Everyone's been listening to Pruitt's podcast. Well, until the space station blew up. They all know that you and me and JP were on Mars. We're all kind of celebrities now.
And Aurora?
And Aurora. Come into the office.
You guys change the subject every time I ask about her.
Wow, that's a lot of TVs.
Well, if you want to know about Aurora, then you'd better see it for yourself. She's using her celebrity in a different way. Here, watch.
Can you turn up the sound?
They destroyed the environment. They started countless wars. They ignored all the warning signs. It's our time now. My opponent, blessed little soul, is stuck in the past. His platform is, simply put, I miss my mommy. I, on the other hand, know that it's time to move forward with what we have. We can do more than survive without adults. We can thrive. We can have a bright future by focusing resources on the things we need to survive. Clean water, clean air, and finding Mars Patel. Mars Patel has been missing.
You don't need to see the rest.
Why is Aurora giving a speech? Why is she talking about finding me?
Like I said, we're all celebrities. People want to know what happened to you. Guess it'll help Aurora's campaign now that you're here.
Her campaign? What is she running for?
You know Aurora, always thinking big. She wants to be president.
President of H.G. Wells Middle School?
President of the United States.
Hey kids, Oliver Pruitt again. How far we've all journeyed together. Have you grown as much as Mars and his friends have? That Aurora is something else, isn't she? On one hand, her ambition is admirable. That's why I made her one of the early selections for Pruitt Prep and for the Mars colony. She used to imagine the most magnificent landscapes. Not bound by rules or history, she is a fearless and inventive leader. But her ambition tends to get the best of her at times. I hope she can be what this new world needs. You, my loyal listeners, are supposed to be better than your parents. I know you can be. But there isn't much time to... Oh well, enough from me. We can discuss that in another time. It's only the fate of planet Earth at stake. And as for the fate of the planet Mars, when I was last there over a year ago, Cady Patchett and her compatriots had vowed to keep the colony going. But, as we both know, life is harsh on the Red Planet, and I suspect it hasn't gotten any easier.
It's roll call time. Let's see what's shaking out here on the Great Red Planet. Daisy, who's up first?
Thank you, Commander Cady Patchett. Security check. Orion, what's the good word?
All quiet out here at Border North. Permission to explore further beyond colony boundaries?
Permission granted. Be safe, Orion.
Julia, how's everything up in the weather tower?
We're looking at another beautiful day in the colony.
Axel, how's the new comm satellite construction?
I told you I'd be done in time, didn't I? Do I have the green light to bring it online?
That is affirmative. I hope this works, Daze. We've got water, food, shelter, but we haven't been able to communicate with Earth. I need to know they're okay back there.
Our friends, or the entire planet?
Both. I hate not knowing what's happening. It's been so long since we've seen or heard anything. I mean, I think Mars heard me when I reached out a couple of days ago.
I'm sure he heard you, Caddy. I mean, you gave it like 137%. Maybe 138. You could barely function for days after that.
Yeah, sending my thoughts that far took a lot out of me. I'm not sure I could do that again.
Julia to control room.
Copy, Julia.
The satellite is online. Attempting communication with Pruitt Prep. We're going to need those tardigrades to run harder on those hamster wheels than they've ever run before.
Yeah, I'll pass along the message.
Here goes nothing.
Mars colony to Earth. Jonas, do you read me? Over. I need more power.
They won't be able to handle it.
The system is solid. I built it myself. It'll be fine.
No, I mean the tardigrades. They have minds of their own. I mean, they must have minds of their own. How else would they have found us in the middle of nowhere when Mars and the others blasted off back towards Earth? We have to treat them kindly and not... What was that?
That was the tardigrades using those mines. Guess they didn't feel like running.
Back to the drawing board, team.
Earth will have to wait another day.
H.G. Wells. The real H.G. Wells Middle School.
Not much has changed, right, Mars?
No, Toothpick. Except that there are no teachers and everyone is watching me. I may as well have a lightning bolt scar on my forehead. Huh. School is still school. Even with no adults around, everyone is following the rules.
Well, we have a very authoritative principal.
Who?
Attention, students. I hope everyone has remembered to wear the color teal for Teal Tuesday. Detentions for those who clash.
Epica? Is principal?
And don't forget, book my homie Aurora. She's like the only choice for our future.
Her priorities are a little off, but we're working on it. And at least we're color coordinated.
That's what she's worried about? What about finding all the adults? Shouldn't that be a priority?
It is, Mars. To a lot of us. Come with me.
Where are we going?
You'll see. Why'd you stop?
It's just... That's the custodian's closet. We hid there during the code red. Me and Caddy. When all of this started. It feels like 100 years ago.
Yeah. Come on, let me show you something.
The science lab? Remember when the biggest thing we had to worry about in a year was dissecting frogs?
Ugh, don't remind me. Hey, guys.
Hey, JP.
You showing Mars the board, Pick?
Yep, right over here.
Whoa, what is all this?
We've gone through every scenario. Where could the grown-ups go? The obvious answer was some sort of plague that only affects you after you hit a certain age. Only problem?
Where are all the bodies? Pick's been at this since we landed. Some people think...
Aurora?
Think we should give up looking.
And Aurora is right. Like, who needs adults? They didn't even understand how to use Snapchat.
Hey, Epica, congrats on the principal job. That's...
I know. Mars, Aurora's looking for you.
I heard.
You'd better go see her. Now, get to class. You too, Randall. I'll see you later.
See you later.
Excuse me. Aren't you supposed to be in class? That's not Teal. Attention again.
Big, can we focus?
Right. So, check out the investigative work I've been doing. Every person over the age of 15 years, 364 days, has disappeared. The only person who operates outside of this currently existing paradigm, the only adult who has set foot on Earth since all this has happened is...
My dear... Oliver Pruitt.
Oliver Pruitt. Where all the lines on this diagram lead.
So if we want to find the adults...
We have to find Pruitt. Good thing he's trying to find you, too.
But where is he?
Colony, can I get an update on the cause of the satellite dysfunction?
Julia from Weather Tower here. The Looks like the attempt to communicate with Earth was too much for our tardigrade power grid.
Let's figure out how to make it easier on them. Gentlemen?
Making my way back into colony parameters. Sounds to me like the tardigrades are exhausted. Is there any way to split their time on the wheel to optimize energy?
Hold up.
Can we at least wait till it's our turn to speak, Axel?
No, man, I had a...
Both of you, quiet down! It looks like I'm picking up a surge of energy.
Whereabouts, Julia?
Caddy, I think it's coming from Sector 4B.
But that's way across the planet. There's nothing there.
Unless there is.
Hey, Caddy. It's Mars here in Neverland. I sent Cupcake to hang out at Pix. Figured a yard would be good for him. It's weird being here without adults.
I want you to know. I know I heard you, Caddy.
When I was in that simulation, I think you saved me.
That makes me believe you're okay, wherever you are.
I promise I'll find you, Caddy. Unless you find me first. Mars, out.
Forgot to go grocery shopping.
Adulting is hard. I wonder if the pizza place is open.
Viddies, Viddy Junior speaking.
Hi. Can I get a veggie supreme?
Sorry, we're out at the moment. Well, for a lot of moments.
Okay, how about just broccoli?
No veggies, man. Farming shortage. Plus, what kid chooses vegetables?
Oh, okay. So, what do you have?
Our gummy bear pizza has been popular since the adults disappeared.
Gummy bear? That sounds... I'll have a plain.
Name on the account is... Saira Patel.
Is she?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Okay, got it. One plate pie. 45 minutes.
My opponent's focus on trying to find the missing adults shows that he is a little politically underexperienced.
Well, I'm 8 3/4.
Then you just made my point for me.
Oh, I can't take this. What was that? Is somebody there?
It sounded like it came from my bedroom.
Hello?
No one's in here.
Still all alone. Ow! How'd my rocket ship get here? The Manu won. Pruitt. Let me guess, another cryptic message. Huh. Nothing. Maybe I didn't press the button hard enough. What is that? It sounds like it's coming from behind the wall. Something's back there. There's a seam in the wallpaper. What is that? Come on, peel away. And I got it!
There's an elevator behind my bedroom wall. But where does it go?
Thank you.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.